This is the For Life and Godliness podcast. Welcome back to For Life and Godliness. This is Season 2, Episode 14. On this episode of For Life and Godliness, we are going to do an update on what took place with the whole Zach Knotts situation. I want to do kind of an update on what's kind of gone on since then. It's been very interesting. Now, if you listened to the previous episode where I spoke about his open letter to Justin Peters, I mentioned that if Zach wanted, we could set up a conversation between he and Justin. Well, we did have a conversation, but unfortunately, Justin was not able to attend. Instead, the conversation was between Zach, myself, and Andrew Rappaport on Apologetics Live, and that link will be in the description. Now, prior to this conversation, with Zach, I was talking with Justin Peters. He listened to the episode that I did. He was thankful for it, and he called me, and we chatted a little bit about it. Now, on Apologetics Live, I actually wasn't sure if Zach would show up, but he did. So kudos to him. And the conversation went about as I expected it. There were some things that were very telling about this conversation. And so I'll just really give you kind of the Reader's Digest summary, right? So we know that Zach wrote this letter, and on the show, basically, Andrew and myself pointed out where the context is in the statement. So if you remember, I said Zach made a comment about context. And so I actually made a statement on this show that said, well, the context is wrapped up in the statement, and I'll get to that in a minute. But Andrew and I showed him where it was in the statement, and we showed him where context was provided by source material that was actually linked in Instagram, which was very interesting. So we went through all the context that was actually provided, and Andrew also pointed out some of the logical fallacies that Zach was engaging in, and just some of the hypocrisy. It was interesting that one of Zach's main contentions, or so it seemed, was that in Justin's quote on Instagram, when he said the charismatics, speaking of a specific group of charismatics, Zach kept saying that Justin was talking about all charismatics everywhere. And I said that when I was kind of summarizing there real quick, I would get to where, talking about the context is wrapped up in the statement. So let me read the statement for you real quick, and then I will explain. So again, the statement says, as cessationists, you and I should cede no ground to the charismatics in our view of the Holy Spirit. It is not we who have a low view of the Holy Spirit. It is they who have a low view of the Holy Spirit of God. And so, what Zach is saying is he's saying that when Justin says the charismatics, he means all charismatics everywhere. Another thing that was very interesting, because when we began, he asked what Justin meant when he said charismatic. And so we told him what Justin meant, and he continued to use that definition. The only problem is that's the definition that he only learned that night. And we pointed that out to him. We said, yeah, but you're only using a definition that you learned tonight. Before that, when you wrote this letter, you had no clue that that's what Justin meant by charismatic. So you were assuming a definition. You didn't actually know Justin's position on what charismatic meant, which is, I thought that was very interesting too. But back to this idea of the context being wrapped up in the statement. So Justin says, the charismatics, it is in reference to those who say that we, the cessationists, have a low view of the Holy Spirit. So one need not be a literary scholar to be able to see that. You only need to be able to read. And nevertheless, the statement from Justin that Zach was referring to, it came in a message, or it came from a message that Justin gave at the cessationist conference that was put on by Jim Osman. And to be completely honest, I had forgotten that until I talked to Justin. He sent me that message, and when I listened to it, it clicked, and I remembered where the statement had come from. I thought that was funny. When Justin and I had a laugh about that, I said, that's where it's from. How in the world could I? Because the only thing I went off of was Zach's letter. And because I went off Zach's letter, and the only thing that Zach said, this is another interesting part. Because in Zach's letter, he said that Justin was being disingenuous. Well, the truly disingenuous part was that Zach claimed Justin provided no context for the statement. However, if you look at this letter on Zach's Facebook page, he conveniently cropped the underlying portion of the caption. He cropped it out of the screen grab. The portion that is underneath the initial statement. What was in that cropped out portion? Where the statement was from, and where the link was for you to watch the message in its entirety. Ladies and gentlemen, we would call that context. So Justin did exactly what Zach said he didn't do. Provided the context. And to, you know, if I'm really being honest, this isn't just disingenuous what happened, I'm going to call it intentional, cropping off of the source material from the statement. That's just deceptive. That's what that is. So, excuse me. And so when we began to talk, we moved from the initial statement, so we went into the actual message of the sermon. And really, the nail in the coffin was towards the beginning of the show when Zach read an entire, almost minute-long quotation from Justin that was full of nothing but context that explained exactly what Justin was talking about and who Justin was talking about. And it was one of those things that as soon as he read it, I just sat back and thinking, okay, well, conversation over. Because when Justin says the charismatics in his statement, and this is something you have to understand about teaching. This is how you move in a linear direction. You start with a general statement, and then you get more and more specific as you go on. So what happened, and Zach actually read this on air, he started with a general statement, and then he moved into, when referring to the charismatics and the charismatic movement, he referred to what those particular people do, right? Things like taking advantage of the poor, the big money grabbers that we see. Basically, gaining all this money and notoriety off of the backs of poor people, from swindling people. So he started off with a general statement, then he moved to what they do, and then he moved specifically into naming who those people are. That's a linear progression. You start with the big, and then you zero in on who you're talking about. And that was something that we just kept pointing out. And Zach wasn't really wanting to hear it. We pointed it out I don't know how many times. And He really didn't want to hear it. And what that shows is that shows a lot of pride. That I'm unwilling to hear what's being said to me in correction. I'm unwilling to take that correction and then change what I was doing, change my pattern of thinking. And the crazy part is, as I was trying to watch the comments as much as I could, but Zach's wife, Lindsay, was really just going off in the comments, arguing with everybody. And this is something that also transpired after the show, continuing to argue on social media and things like that. And it's just a sign of immaturity. And one of the things that you could see was you could see zeal coupled with immaturity. And that's what was very, very noticeable, at least to me. For a lot of the show, I stayed pretty much quiet. I did ask several questions and I explained several things. But I basically let Andrew and Zach have the conversation and I chimed in once in a while. But that's really not the most concerning part. The most concerning part was the blatant hypocrisy that we discovered after the show. So Zach was upset that Justin used this generalized statement about the Charismatics, and he was saying this, Justin's using this and applying this to scholars like Dr. Michael Brown and Sam Storms and all these reputable people who would say that they're Charismatics. And that's where he had a problem. Why didn't you include these people? And when you say this, you are including these people. Well, again, the context was starting with the big generalized statement and then moving into who exactly you're talking about. Justin wasn't talking about Sam Storms. He wasn't talking about Michael Brown, even though he does take issue with Michael Brown, as I do, and has had numerous conversations about Michael Brown, and I believe even with Michael Brown. So his issue was the idea of saying the Charismatics, saying, Zach was saying this was the whole group, and then applying it to people who don't live out in Kookieville, like the Todd Whites and the Kenneth Copelands and the nonsensical people that we see in mainline Charismania. But one of the things that the big hypocrisy that came out after the show ended, Andrew received a screenshot of a Facebook post that Zach had made the day before. Now I tried to go back and look and find it, but I couldn't find it. He may have deleted it, or it might have been a comment somewhere. But what it said, it initially started off by saying, cessationism is a cancer within the Christian church or the Christian ministry, something like that. He says, cessationism is a cancer within the church. Well, now, because you did that, that completely undermines and discredits everything that you said and every argument that you made in the show. Not only that, in a post that American Gospel made on Facebook, talking about, I think it was talking about cessationism or something, Zach's wife, Lindsay, said cessationism is unbiblical. It is anti-Bible. It is post-Bible. I mean, and she goes on to just say all these things, you know, leading, you know, it grieves the spirit and it's teaching people not to do what God says. Well, why the generalized statement? You're doing it. the day before and the day after the show, they were doing exactly what they were claiming Justin was doing. All right? So, in reference to Zach's letter, right, do you think, I'm just going to say this to you, do you think that someone who says cessationism is a cancer within the church, or cessationism is post-biblical, extra-biblical, and anti-biblical, or also someone who says cessationism is unbiblical and dangerous because it teaches its hearers to disobey the clear instruction of Scripture regarding the gifts of the Spirit and in turn quenches the Spirit, right? Is that being divisive in any way? Like Zach in his letter said Justin was being divisive? Is that being divisive? It sounds pretty divisive. Are these statements made by Zach and his wife about cessationists, are they not egregious, and do they not reek of pomposity, like Zach said in his letter against Justin? Are these statements, could they be seen as sowing division amongst the brethren and slandering brothers and sisters in Christ, two things God abominates, Proverbs 6, as Zach says in his open letter to Justin Peters? I mean, surely they see that is hypocrisy. They see their own hypocrisy in their own statements. I mean, this takes away their credibility in what they're saying, and it takes away the credibility of the letter. And honestly, if I were you, now I don't know their hearts. I don't know as far as true believers. I don't know, because what we have seen and what's being displayed is that there is a lack of maturity, and there is a lot of hypocrisy. I mean, Andrew touched on the fact of that they are doing platform building, and they were adamant that they're not platform building. However, they run a t-shirt company that they promote and advertise through their social media platforms. Tell me you're platforming without telling me you're platforming, right? And so one of the things that I would caution is I would mark them, I would avoid them until they actually show fruit that they are maturing in the Spirit. And brothers, sisters in Christ, that is something we should also be examining of ourselves. Now, I know I use this to do an update as to what we've seen and what's gone on with since the last episode. But how much more so do we now need to apply that to ourselves? How much more do we need to watch and see the things we write, the things we say, how we act, the statements we make? We need to make sure that we are not engaging in the same hypocrisy that was going on between with Zach and his wife on social media and this letter and dealing with Justin and as we drew out and exposed on Apologetics Live. How much more do we need to examine ourselves? And if that is you, then we need to go to repentance. We need to run to repentance. We need to ask forgiveness of those whom we have wronged, who we have been hypocritical against, because that displays marks of a mature Christian. And that is what we want to be. We don't want to be someone who is always trying to disprove someone else or trying to always defend ourselves. We want to be humble. We want to be self-controlled. Okay, Another mark of an immature believer is someone who thinks that they have to always reply to everything on social media. No, you don't have to. A mark of a mature believer is one who sees something and can go, "Huh, all right," and then scroll right past. You know, it's funny because I do this podcast, and a lot of times I throw a lot of truth out here as it pertains to scripture and theology and then the practical application to our life. And sometimes I give my opinions I give my opinions on social media sometimes, in answering questions, but the truth be told, if you're an immature believer, no one needs your opinion, because what you need is discipleship. What you need is probably to close down your social media and study Christ. Close down your social media and not platform build. Close down your social media and not write disingenuous, deceptive, open letters to faithful brothers saying they left out context when they didn't. You left out the context they included. And then you misrepresented what they said. So let us go from here, first examining ourselves, primarily examining ourselves, so that we do not fall into hypocrisy. For Life and Godliness is a production of Servants of Grace. If this podcast has blessed you in any way, let us know by leaving a review. We'd love to hear from you.